wants to get fingered.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and ghouls, step right up. Behind this curtain lies a ghastly concoction of delight, horror, fantasy, and terror. Your every wish is our command. Your every whimsical desire brought to life. But I'm warning you, there's always a price. Welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is another NFW. Well, Nudie is gone. That means the inmates run the institute tonight. So I am Jake the Snake for tonight. Well, I'm Jake the Snake every night, but I'm your host tonight. And tonight we are continuing with the Feast series, with Feast 2. Seen this only once, it was a long-ass time ago, so pretty much a new viewing for me, so... Everybody else here tonight is, well, sounding like a sick dog, Willis.
Yeah, I'm here. Sinus is acting up, so I'm going to have to be clicking the mute button if I start coughing real bad.
And then we got Andrew.
Yeah, time to get these sloppy seconds on.
Oh, yeah, that is what it's called. I forgot about that. And last but certainly not least, Mona.
Yay. Excited as ever. Wee.
All right. So be sloppy seconds. Sloppy seconds is something not everybody really wants, especially us men.
Now.
So, everybody get your copies ready. We'll begin this son of a bitch in 3, 2, 1, go.
Not me, I'm a feast to virgin.
I say probably watched this last like maybe 10 years ago, 10, 11. Oh, back when it was Dimension Extreme. Well, Harvey Weinstein's punishment was probably extreme.
We hope so.
Ants.
Did they ever explain what the hell these things was?
I haven't seen this one in the longest time, and I can't remember if they did in the first one. So, maybe they do end up explaining. I don't know.
I thought they alluded to that they were aliens.
And looks like, yep, mostly everybody comes back in this one.
Except the two main leads.
Well, yeah, everybody who survived the last one, at least.
Hand.
Oh, starts off in a very douchebaggy way. That dog or a hyena, though.
Well, he had a hand.
I'm a dog. I'm already not a fan of this one.
He had a hand, you guys. You're like, poor doggy.
He's just trying to survive.
Then he'll eat you too. And just you're going to say that when he's eating your face off? He's just trying to survive.
Just give the doggy a chew toy and we'll exchange it for you.
No, he tasted blood. It's over.
Yep. Clue's still alive.
Don't take him back there, damn it. Don't take him back there.
Crawled all this way for nothing. Arnie, that old man's hair.
Oh,
yeah.
Arnie, you know that favor you owe me. Yeah.
Good part.
Love Return of the Living Dead.
How did he know that she blew up?
He just does. You know, just like Silent Night, Deadly Night 2, where Ricky just remembers all the other shit that he wasn't around for. Mm-hmm. But you weren't there, Ricky. Oh, but I know.
Bitch.
Are the voices not matching up with the words on this one, or is that just mine?
Yours.
Yeah, it looks like just
damn
you.
Damn it.
It's you!
Mm-hmm. They left me. Son of a bitches left me.
They thought you were dead.
I think 2 and 3, they were filmed like back to back, weren't they?
Yep.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, this one came out 08, then the other one 09. So yeah, it probably makes sense. Mini me. Oh yeah, he was in the Pirates movie. That's how he looked familiar. And I've seen those forever, but you know, just watch Nostalgia Critic talking about most of those recently. Yeah, I know I've seen 4, but god damn it, I do not remember anything about that movie.
The fuck?
Pirates 4.
Yeah.
I have not
seen
that.
That's when
we
got the mermaids in the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah.
I actually like all the Pirates of the Caribbean films.
I haven't seen any of them.
Really? None of them at all?
Nope, never was interested in seeing them.
Oh, no, they're good films.
I figured you'd at least
they're not, like, award-winning, but they're entertaining. Johnny Depp's the number one reason to watch them.
I figured you would have watched, like, the first one at least once, man.
I just ain't ever liked them.
No, I mean, why would you think Willis would watch them?
I don't know. He sees all the big blockbusters.
Does Willis secretly like pirates?
I don't know. It just never appealed to me.
If you had your YouTube page back when the first one came out, would you have seen it? Just for the review?
Probably not. Probably not.
Oh my god, that freaking midget.
He's swinging. He's swinging.
Holy shit. Was that real?
That had to be fake. That couldn't have been real. He would literally be a tripod.
Or else that makes it just makes somebody very, very happy.
He has to know how to use it. Baby's arm holding an apple.
Just having a big dick doesn't matter. You have to know how to use it, too.
And it looked like that shit.
That's how you use it.
And that shit looked like it was flaccid, too. So
it's a monster.
So be hitting some internal organs with that thing.
Oh, gosh.
That's a mess of you, Walter White. I am the danger.
Junkies are heroin addicts.
I'm gonna piss on your grave.
Oh.
Ew. Nice potatoes. Ew.
So far in this whole series, that might be the grossest thing I've seen.
Yeah, I think you're right. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think, did we do anything grosser than these films so far?
Well, I mean, yeah, we've done plenty. Like, mostly probably before you guys came along. Like, I know we've done Cabin Fever movies for sure. And I remember we did Hostel. I remember that because that was my very first show. And I ended up dry even during the eyeball scene. You remember
what?
That? Dude, that shit's fucking... It's not so much the eyeball being cut out, but it's the fucking pus that comes out that bothers me. No. No. Well, it was something I was watching recently. Oh, has anybody heard of that movie Price We Pay?
Uh-uh. Yeah,
recently with Stephen Dorff and Emil Hirsch in it.
No, I haven't seen that.
That's pretty good. Some good gory kills in it. And there was like a scene in there I was almost worried going to be the eyeball scene, but no, thankfully no pus came out. I'm like, okay, we're good. If I recall correctly, I think I dry heaved during Cabin Fever 2 as well.
I love those movies.
Oh, yeah. Not so much the remake, but the
no,
trilogy.
No, that was pointless, and there's no reason for that. It was so awful.
Yeah.
Like, just took out all the great stuff, and... Ugh.
Yeah, let's remake the movie just 10 years later. Why not?
It's boring.
I remember I saw an article like a few years ago that I was almost worried they were going to remake See No Evil, the Kane version. Like, what the fuck? But no, it was a different movie named See No Evil. I'm like, oops. And no, not the Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor movie.
I love that movie.
That's fucking hilarious.
Look at his cold for Martin.
I just love
I
the part where he's on
watch
the...
Martin.
I love the part where he's on the subway. He's like, I'm not white. What? Where's the stampede coming from?
Ew, oh, it looks like a butt with the body. Butthead.
It's running over people.
Uh-oh. Fuck.
Secrets.
Yeah,
this chick, she's been in these two movies. Movie called Nightmare Man, July Rising, and Shutterbugs, and that's really all she's done. No, I'm looking on Letterboxd, they only show movies. I wonder if she's been on TV shows. And
this is terrible.
Yeah, IMDb shows a lot more she's been in, but again, that's ain't really heard of, so I guess these are the biggest things she's ever really done. this guy, the guy from Martin, he was in the new House Party movie.
That nobody saw.
Did you watch it, Willis?
Hell no.
Honestly, I haven't even seen the original House Party movies. The
only one worth watching is the first one. That's it.
Anytime I think of House Party, I think of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. That director, he's like, man, this movie gonna make House Party look like House Party 2. And that one guy's like, or House Party 3. Shut up. Gas prices, $2.62 there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I might take it, but
I put gas today. I'm gonna have to close my copy and start it up.
I have an issue with my copy. I'm gonna have to close it up and start it again.
Hold on.
No. Damn
fucking internet.
Internet sucks.
It's because you're in a hole underground in the Batcave.
Down in the hole.
Okay. Where are we at? Which mark?
17, 12.
15, 16, 17.
Let me know when you're at 17:57.
Okie dokie.
What, for lesbian bikers to come into your town?
'54, '55, '56, '57, go.
Okay. All right, now I'm caught up. And the audio is correct now. You white fucker.
At the very least, looks like the next one's going to be short. Says it's only 80 minutes on Letterboxd.
Yay!
Yeah. You can finally finish this trilogy. It's just, sorry that never finished it before.
I think I got these on DVD somewhere in the house.
And then they come in like a pack or something?
Yeah, it was like a 3-pack. I had found them at the thrift store.
Nice.
The thrift store. I love thrifting.
I haven't been to no good ones in a minute. They ain't been having much like they used to.
I know, here also.
It's because people know what their stuff is worth now because they looking on damn YouTube. YouTube telling all the damn secrets. Now we can't get stuff like we used to.
I know, exactly. My son works at Goodwill, at a Goodwill, and he says, yeah, we have to separate the valuable things and sell it online at higher prices.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, went to a consignment store this weekend. Well, mostly just looked around the toy section.
And then I went to the toy convention. It was fun.
I seen.
And by looked around the toy section, I mean watched Susie just run around there.
And then you probably looked and seen the prices was just as high as it was in the regular store.
Yeah. I mean, we were there mostly for to buy clothes, and Ashley was out getting the clothes while I was watching her. Whoa.
Flying car.
Not very good CGI fuck? There.
Yikes. Is it Venom?
Nope.
Too late for her.
Dad!
She's done.
Pigeon shit. You think she smokes a lot?
Maybe.
Probably so. Here they come.
Asshole bitch, is that what he called her?
Yeah.
That's a great one. I'm gonna use that one. I gotta write this down.
I'd like to use it, but haven't really met anybody I'd like to call an asshole bitch lately.
Asshole bitch. I have dick shit, douche dick.
Okay, maybe sometimes there are at work, but, you know, I just like to keep my job and not use that, so. that's a nice thing about working from home, at least. If somebody pisses you off, you can just flip off the computer screen.
I'm a lunch lady. I serve sack lunches to little kids. Sometimes I fantasize about just throwing them at their heads. Here's your food. Oh. Get out of here.
Oh my lord.
They're terrible.
I bet.
That's awful to each other. I don't like listening to them. Bozo. I should just cut my hair like that red-headed girl. I fucked up my hair anyway.
Yeah, I've recently just bought a razor this weekend, so I'll be able to keep up with the bald look from now on.
Oh, yeah, looks good.
Yeah. Had a little bit of trouble doing it on my own at first. I came out of the bathroom. And Ashley saying, you look like fucking Jason Voorhees.
You're like, yes.
He was like, my plan worked.
Yeah,
that's what I was going for.
Oh, he's can't believe I never watched part four where Corey Feldman's shaving his head and his seem and make it seem like so quick, especially for the full head of hair he had. I'm like, I call bullshit.
With a shitty, yeah, because you could see the bald cap.
I mean, the time it took me to, you know, originally buzz my hair off when I had long hair. Yeah, Jason would have already killed Trish and come upstairs to kill him by then.
Oh my gosh, when I was 18, I had long black Betty Page hair, and I fucking shaved my head. On my own, because my mom said she wasn't going to help me shave off my beautiful hair.
Did you donate it?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I was an angry, bitter 18-year-old punk rocker.
Okay.
Oh.
They're just killing random people now.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Nah, too bad that was off screen.
No, really.
He's done. Blood and tits.
Now my hair looks like that old man's.
Hey, what if Clue Gallagher was in the movie Clue? That is my dad joke for today. Oh. Is Clue Gallagher going to have to smack him? Oh, damn.
Ow. You're
more smacking her. God damn. Oh, there's a turd in there, too.
Yeah.
Two logs, the Yellow River.
There's no way she'd be alive after that beating.
Right.
She wouldn't have a head.
God damn.
She left him to die.
Jesus, this movie pulls no punches.
Yeah.
This is like
okay, Mike
a
Tyson.
Shitty Rob Zombie movie. Like he watched these and was inspired. This is terrible. I'm like making a noose right now. No.
You can go to hell.
It's a veggie. Surviving all that.
That's like my dad when we were little. Stop following me. What are you doing?
I think it looked like some of a Resident Evil game, now that I think about it.
Reminds me of some shit out of this new out of the Dead Space remake.
If I when I have time for video games again, I'll probably get into that.
That shit is fun. I already didn't beat it already.
So, yeah, I'll probably get to it 5 years from now.
Yeah, that's how long it usually takes me to finish a video game, 5 years.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about when I have time for video games again, and I don't know when the hell that will be. I'm glad to see he's dressed up now.
He has to fight.
Oh,
Rose.
Did he pop his ass, Sherry, or what?
See, it rubs
is on nasty.
It.
It is a Rob Zombie. He wrote this was on LSD.
I'm almost thinking Rob Zombie would be watching this movie thinking, this is too much, man. Well, I didn't totally watch this over the Munsters, though.
Go fuck yourself. I love the Munsters.
You're the only person that does.
And I'm okay with that.
And I like most of Rob Zombie's movies, but man, that did not work for me.
And I don't like Rob Zombie movies, but I like the Munsters.
The Bootleg Adams Family.
Yeah, the original's not too bad, but like, yeah, I like Jeff Daniel Phillips.
I love him.
He wasn't a choice for Herman. That's
I love him! You shut your whore mouth.
He did not sound like Herman Monster. Oh, he sounded like, I don't know what the fuck he sounded like. He just
a random
sound like
dude.
Herman.
He doesn't need to. The remake. I can get a carbon copy. Jeez.
Well, I mean, at least Raul Julia sounded like the original Gomez.
Gomez.
And like the original. Yeah.
Get with the times.
This movie now would be canceled.
What did I just miss being angry? What happened?
Well, I mean, I would say that after the beating she just took from Clue, yeah, probably.
Like, this movie's misogynist.
And to be fair, if it was a dude, I'm sure he would have given him the same treatment. He's just not happy about being left for dead.
Y'all see Scream 6 yet?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah,
for what it was.
Not yet. I've got a hell of a lot of groups muted on Facebook.
I didn't remember part 5 when I was even going into part 6, so it was just like I was watching a whole new movie. I ain't know who the fuck was who and who the fuck was what.
I don't remember any of them either, so. And I'm not going to go back and watch them.
The only thing that got spoiled for 5 for me was a ghost of Billy Loomis, and that was all. Well, if there's one thing I do have to know about the Scream 6, though. Do they make a Jason Takes Manhattan reference?
In the beginning of the movie.
Okay. I was about to say, Slasher franchise.
It's the most smallest. If you don't pay attention, you'll miss it.
Okay.
I actually saw that movie at the movie theater when it first came out, Jason Takes Manhattan. My friend's brother was like, this is terrible. Jason died by shit water.
That's the worst way to go.
You haul that shit out loud for the whole movie that they say, he said, this shit is dumb. Jason died by shit water. And I was hollering. I said, we should have went to see Batman. He said, but you didn't see it twice. I said, I don't care. I'd rather see it again in this dumb shit.
I like Jason Takes Manhattan.
Okay, monsters and Jason Takes Manhattan. What are we going to do with you, Mona?
Now she's going to say she liked the Babadook.
Oh, I hate that movie. I hate that little boy. I would have smothered him. I like it. I love it. When he kicks the radio and he throws that guy on the escalator, it's just great.
Yeah, that was all the best parts of the film. The first half is the most boring part.
No, best part is, give me your best shot, and he punches the guy's head off.
Yes, see?
Jason Takes Toronto, basically.
Yeah. Lady, I'd go to a hospital to see if you got a concussion.
I know, right?
And I think the last time I've seen this movie is back when renting DVDs from Netflix was still a thing. I guess it still is a thing, but when everybody was still doing it.
I remember when you still used to go to Blockbuster Video and rent DVDs.
Yeah.
Oh, Blockbuster. Every Saturday night.
There's actually rumors that Blockbuster's coming back.
How did you pull that off?
I almost want to say I saw something like that, but then I saw somebody saying it was a joke article. I
still think it could work, because the people who like to check out things physically would still be interested in that.
Yeah, maybe. Man, what sucks is the 2 blocks away from our house is, a former video store, and yeah, it was just closing by the time we moved in here. Like, damn it, that's probably the closest I've ever lived to a video store, and it closed down.
Honestly, I can see Blockbuster opening up again and won't be a rental store. They just sell movies and video games.
Yeah, I'm surprised they aren't thinking of, like, becoming their own streaming service. I mean, shit,
they did
it.
They did that once. They did that once before, and it felt like shit.
Oh,
that's what basically bankrupted the company. They did it too late. Cause I watched the Blockbuster documentary.
What?
What?
Blockbuster documentary.
They had two of them. They had one about the company, and then they had the one about the last Blockbuster in the world.
Yeah, speaking of failed streaming services, does anybody remember that one? I remember what it was, but I just can't remember the name of it. Like, it was like 15-minute shows.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I forgot the name of that shit.
Willis knows what you're talking about.
That way he doesn't have to go, what you talking about, Willis?
Yep.
Willis, I forgot the name.
What you're talking about.
I don't remember the name of that shit, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That lasted like not even like half a year, didn't it?
Nope. I remember Vine, too. Remember that shit?
Oh, yeah. Then it became TikTok.
You don't stop.
Yeah, I used Vine a lot, but just haven't used TikTok, though. Ashley uses TikTok, but I don't.
There's too many social media platforms out there now. Can't keep up with them.
Yeah, all I really use these days is Facebook, and that's about it.
Facebook and Instagram for me.
What they need to do is like merge all of them into just one. You do everything you want. Post photos, TikTok, whatever, in one thing. So you don't need like 10 different apps.
I mean, I'm pretty sure my Instagram and Twitter are still active, but I just don't use them.
Is it going to be like the thing?
Oh, we can only be so lucky.
So they're going to try that shit again, the thing.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wait. Oh. I did hear about that, I think. I think they announced that a long time ago.
And John Carpenter is supposed to be doing it again.
Again.
Well, I think he's a producer on it. He's directing it.
Just farted on them. I don't know. It's a wait and see thing for me.
But I think the whole point is they're trying to like go as close to the original short story as possible.
Yeah, that's been good.
Actually, they're supposed to be doing the book that was cut before they did the original book. That they found the manual. I think John Carpenter had found the manuscript for it. Like a year or two ago. But that's why he be doing it again. Cause supposed
like
be a whole
I
bunch
found of, it!
Supposed to be a whole bunch of stuff that they had cut out.
Well, it could be interesting. We'll wait and see.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put my hands in that shit.
No.
That is some nasty shit. Poor Granny.
Ain't Granny supposed to dissolve or some shit?
Yeah.
No, I think of the beard guy in the last movie got puked on, and it was just nasty and covered him, but didn't dissolve him. Isn't xenomorph shit? Remix, I just kind of like, I'll just wait and see how it is. I'll give a shot, but I'll try to keep my expectations at a medium level as best as I can.
For which one? Most,
For the thing, mostly.
Oh.
I mean, because, I remember there were some remakes I was, completely against when they were first announced, and then I ended up loving them. I'm talking about, of course, Evil Dead and Child's Play. And then, there were some remakes that I was actually looking forward to, and ended up not being very good, like Pet Sematary.
I don't even consider the Evil Dead even a remake. I just call that part four.
Yeah, I think they are going to consider it more like a part four nowadays, but
it's the requel.
Yeah.
I don't even look at it like that. Because I just like Evil Dead Rising, that's Evil Dead 5.
Because I do remember, apparently they said that Chick Jane Levy was supposed to appear on Ash versus the Evil Dead, but of course I don't think they ever got around to that.
I heard she didn't want to do no more horror movies after she did that last movie.
Yeah, that's what I think I heard too.
I heard they're supposed to be doing a Drag Me to Hell part two.
Yeah, I heard that too. Yeah, I guess we'll wait and see, but I don't know. I thought that movie worked well as a one shot, but
yeah, that's true.
That's if they come up with a good enough idea, maybe it'll be good.
And I also see they convinced Linda Blair to come back to do The Exorcist.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared of that one.
Yeah.
Why?
Because of Halloween Ends.
Oh. I forgot that movie existed. Halloween Ends.
Why do I keep having issues with my copy? It's like the sound doesn't keep... It's like it's dragging in the sound, and then... Damn it.
Go, yuck.
No wonder Nudie didn't show up, that asshole.
Where the fuck is this?
But I'm keeping my expectations at a medium for that, mostly because, Halloween, The Exorcist, they're kind of different things, and, Exorcism movies just been kind of sucking lately.
Well, they're just all the same.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see the one with Russell Crowe in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I don't like demon possession movies. They're stupid!
I mean, if it's something like Evil Dead, then yeah, but if it's just like Exorcist ripoff number...
Religious? No, thank you.
If it's Exorcist just got too cocky. Number 5,000, then nah. I mean, man, I watched that. What was that? Pray for the Devil, and man, that was some boring shit.
Too cocky.
And this whole thing right here is how many bodily fluids can we show all at once, basically?
I know, really. Penis!
This is so boring.
I know!
At least the first one was gross, but at least they kept you entertained through the whole thing. I hate this one. I hate part three as well. But more of the same thing in this.
Then why are we watching these?
Because Nudie said so. Blame him.
Nudie. I'm going to stab you. And he didn't even show up.
There's an eyeball inside of the creature, which makes no sense.
This is counter.
How does it see inside of him?
I don't think we're supposed to overthink it, Andrew.
Resident Evil.
It's pussy with teeth.
Already is a movie like that.
Aphrodite? Instead of just a big clit?
Now there's another movie I haven't seen in a while. Jeez.
Oh, it was like the big clit?
Yeah. This do look like something out of Dead Space.
This is just some nasty shit.
I am nasty, in the words of Cleveland Brown. I am nasty.
And poor Granny sitting over here, Milton.
Well, why did they take it apart? What was the point of that?
So that they could figure out how to kill it easier.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Mm-hmm. You should be glad you were gone for 2 fucking minutes.
Pendejo. I just realized by now that Nudie didn't even put subtitles on these.
We don't need them. We good.
Yeah.
Ew!
Yucky. Save the pussy. Damn.
Asshole.
What?
Birdie.
What?
That'd be that my bird. Birdie.
Oh, okay.
Andrew chirps.
Chirp, chirp.
Yeah. Yeah, no dog down here tonight with me. Oh, I mean, that one. That husky isn't very vocal anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The cats are sleeping.
I mean, unless I squeaked a squeak toy for her and would make her howl, or if I was eating something, then she would bark. Yeah, but otherwise, like I said, she's not very vocal. I mean, even when people with dogs are walking by, she just stares them down.
That's that wolf in her.
Yeah. Yeah, the two small ones that we had, oh, yeah, they would bark at everything. A chihuahua that used to hang down here with me, well, he would see his reflection at the window and start yapping.
Like at that point, put Granny out of her misery.
Is she turning into one or just dying?
She's melting.
I'm melting.
Yeah.
Kiss her, Andrew. Kiss her. Use your tongue.
Do I gotta throw up? No.
Throw up in her mouth. It's so fitting for this movie.
I'm already not feeling right as it is. Don't make me feel any worse.
Oh, yeah, that's where I also recognize that one midget guy. The death to Smoochie. I just watched that one recently. That was kind of a funny movie. Take it, nobody else has seen it. Mm.
Bootleg Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too. He does look like Better Call Saul.
You are an anus.
Yeah, dick punch.
That hurt from over here.
Not very good green screen on this rooftop. I mean, still way better than the green screen in Jeepers Creepers Reborn, but anyway.
You actually watched that movie?
Yep, unfortunately.
I haven't even bothered with it.
Which movie?
Oh, you're so lucky.
Jeepers Creepers Reborn.
No, just don't do it.
Got him. Swear it looked like all the characters that we were in like some bad VR game from the 90s.
Yes. What the fuck is this?
I'm really good at Ralph.
Oh, it's that beard guy from the first movie.
What the fuck?
See, this movie makes no fucking sense. It's so stupid.
No, it doesn't. Her fantasy.
Were they even a thing in the first movie? I don't even remember.
No, they weren't. Ew!
She likes worms. That's what gets her off.
Maggots.
What the fuck?
This is like next level Rob Zombie. Oh, God.
Ew. Oh my god.
Are you faking, Andrew, or is that for real?
And then the music.
What the shit?
Hey! Never thought of this was an idiot.
It was like by this point they were already drunk and the acid kicked in.
That sounded like a bull. Some dog is getting raped.
Oh, it's a cat.
I don't know, it's a cat.
Oh, kitty, no!
See, this is just nasty. Fuck this movie.
Unfuck this movie.
Kidding.
Anyone tried watching The Last of Us show?
No. I've seen the first episode so far. That's all I've seen, but I was quite impressed with, you know, how, I mean, after I got done with it, I went and watched the walkthrough of the game, you know, at least till like what they were showing up in that episode, and it was pretty darn accurate. Especially the opening scene.
I had a PlayStation 3 game. I ain't played it. I just got it because it was on Whatnot for $1. And I didn't have it in the collection, so I said, might as well get it.
Yeah, it's a great game. And the show's pretty interesting, too.
I don't like all that sneaking shit. I don't have no patience for that.
You just want to shoot, 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 shoot?
Yeah.
On the Horizon Zero Dawn, you gotta sneak around.
Yeah, but that one's fun, especially once you get the Predator outfit, where you can push the thing and do the Predator joint.
Oh, you could turn invisible on that?
Yeah, on the second one. Ah,
shit, I'm still on the first one.
Yeah, the second one, you she got the Predator joint. It lasts for like about, what, like a minute? You can creep up on people. They don't see you, and you can just sneak up on them and stab them in the back.
Yeah, I don't mind this. I don't mind some sneaking game, especially if they're creepy enough. Like, what was it? Alien Isolation.
I hated that fucking game. That shit pissed me off.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that one, but it was just kind of freaky. Anytime that alien was after you, me, I'm just like, shit, shit, shit.
It's kind of creepy.
I hated it because once you get the gun, you shoot the alien and it doesn't do anything to it. It makes no sense. When was the alien ever bulletproof?
Oh, no. I mean, the game that really freaked me out was the Resident Evil 2 remake.
I have that.
Oh, my God. I was just going, fuck, 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 every time Mr. X was chasing after me.
Oh, is that the no-face guy?
I know he had a face, but...
Was the tall motherfucker in the trench coat and the hat.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I hated his ass, too. I never even finished the game because of him. I was like, fuck this, I'm tired of getting chased by this asshole.
I still wish I still had my original copies of 1, 2, and 3.
I think I might still have mine somewhere. Yeah.
I know I got an original copy of the first Silent Hill. Not even in the greatest hits, the black case.
Yeah, I know think that. I think I got that one too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's worth some money. That's like $100 game. You know what other game worth a lot of money if you had a joint? It's the Fatal Frame joints.
Oh. Yeah, I bet.
You know, it was worth a lot of money. And Capcom had this game for PlayStation 2 called, what was it? Haunting Grounds or something like that with the girl and the dog? Oh. It was like, it came out at like the tail end of the PlayStation 2.
Not sure I know that one.
If I could ever find that at the thrift store, even though I doubt it, that game worth like $300-$400.
What? What was it called?
I think it's called Haunting Grounds or something like that. It's a girl, the cover is white, and it got a girl on the front of it with a dog.
Survival game?
Yeah, survival horror game, yeah. On the PlayStation 2.
The PlayStation 2 glory days.
I still play my 3.
I still play my 3 too. I even bust out my 2 once in a while. I got 3 of them.
Oh, I mean, I've got PS1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, I traded in my 4 once. I got a 5. I took my 4 and my Xbox Series X. S so I can get an X.
I was, you know, almost
what
considered
the me fuck? Though. Now they're just saving babies. What the fuck? This movie's just all random.
Almost considering getting a 5, but then fatherhood came along.
I know, that's right. Honestly, it ain't really that much difference between a 4 and a 5 at the moment. But now they trying to do the dirty move. Make the PlayStation 4 games move slow, so it'll make you buy a 5.
Fuckers.
Nah, you can tell that's not even a real baby he's holding.
I know, right?
I mean, the way he's running, I would hope not.
A damn doll. This shit is funny as hell.
What the fuck? I hate this movie.
Super baby.
It was either him or the baby.
Even the monster is like, no, not the baby. It's gonna splat.
I think so. Yeah.
That might be the only good part of this film.
Oh, baby arm.
Yeah. Dropkick! I'm still laughing at Jamie Lee Curtis doing a drop kicking everything all at once. They were doing wrestling moves at on that joint. That shit was funny.
Yep.
Bagamo.
That's how I sound when I had a baby.
I think that was probably the last I ever heard Ashley scream when Susie was being born.
It's heard me all the way down the hall.
I'm laughing at my mom's. My mom's told me when she was having me, she was like, this girl was over there hollering and screaming, and she was like, would you fucking shut up? She said she had me. She said she just pushed real hard one time, and I just popped right on out. Bloop.
Willis just walked right out of there. Ooh, they're like, you go with the baby.
Yep.
Gather your guts and put them back in.
That's trifling. Yeah. What's she saying? She said they had to take me out the nursery because I was making crying too goddamn much. They had to bring me in there with her. She said,
aww.
She said, as soon as I got it up on her chest, she said, I shit right the hell up and went to sleep.
I missed my child.
I miss my big baby girl now, too. I talked to her the other day. She said, the whole house is sick.
Oh,
no.
I said, I hope y'all feel better. And I want to tell you, keep that shit up there with y'all. I told her, Dad, fighting with some shit, too.
I would have been in there eating everything.
Me, too.
Like, fuck.
Yeah.
There's got to be gummies in there.
You're like Dawn of the Dead. It's like, oh, well, I'll get everything I need here. I'm not going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad they don't have those gummies.
I don't eat those gummies anymore.
Yeah, look at all those ships. I mean, yeah, the dairy products will probably go bad soon, but hey, at least you got some ships.
It's a midget.
And I think I read a guy who does a midget wrestler does this little thing, too.
Looks like a hot link.
Yeah. Bring out the guitar music. Now it's a motherfucking montage.
Wow. Cool map, bro. Grandma?
What's yeah, she like grandma?
They should throw her off the roof. Too. Sounds like meow.
Now I can't unhear it.
Meow!
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Just boobs all of a sudden.
Titties! Give it a point for titties, but otherwise it's shit.
Now there's dicks in here too, but still not enough for me. That's a great sample.
No. No te escama.
Abuela.
Abuela.
What's that?
I don't know.
Some random asshole.
Puke. Was that guy in the first movie or
no?
No.
Okay.
Just some random person. Make it the math.
All right, midget wrestling. Oh. Fucking midget whore.
Punch him in the liver.
Hehehehe.
Oh.
Ew. Yeah.
Time to go, Granny.
Yeah, but that's not a sign. Nothing is.
Grandma cries.
That must be time consuming.
I know, right?
Gonna be nothing ever left real soon.
Right.
Oh.
Oh.
This is some nasty shit.
Yeah, put her out of her damn misery already.
Yep. Fly, bitch, fly.
Oh, what's he? Oh, it's a necklace, okay. Thought that was like stringy phlegm or something at first.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Ah, needs gas in there.
It's got maggots and shit growing on her. Damn catapult.
Oh, look, Wilson, it's your green goo.
Splat.
Grandma never dies.
Worms. Mr. Bill, Mr. Bill. Mr. Bill.
Do you remember when they used to do those pizza commercials spoofing that?
Yeah. Your mom used to laugh at them shits.
Oh, now she's getting naked too.
Well, I must have a shitty copy on my end. I have to keep closing it up and reopening it. Otherwise it like starts to like skip and then stutter and
Maybe check your computer, man. I don't know.
I don't even know like what I would check for that.
Bloody panties.
Better than shitty panties.
Depending on what the blood is.
I know, right? You can do it. Maybe he's gonna splat against the wall or some shit.
Maybe, I don't know. Because that was my second time seeing the movie, but man, I do not remember any of the shit that goes down in this movie.
I don't forget.
It's so boring.
I forgot a lot of shit, too.
He's not going to make it.
Probably. Oh my god.
Oh wow.
That looks so fake. Oh, and that's the end of it.
Oh, little guts, how cute.
He spent all that time and the shit just ran across the fucking street.
Oh, fake Bob Odenkirk's dead now. his old brother's getting away, though. He's half the man he used to be.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's still alive.
Good question.
Don't even know. She almost got hit by the choo-choo train.
Uh-oh, got some dynamite. He's called tattoo. Oh my lord. These special effects. So terrible. Okay. Oh yeah, we gotta just do remember just ends kind of just like that.
Yay.
Pick right up in part 3, which I guess we will get to really soon, but so right now, I guess Andrew, you sound so enthusiastic. How about you go first?
Fuck this movie. I give it a 1 for the titties. That's it. Fuck it. I would never watch it again.
All right. Mona?
I give it a 1 for the baby. It was boring. It was so boring. And it wasn't good weird. It was like, what the fuck? All this random shit going on. And it just took too long with puking and body fluids. And no! I didn't want to watch it this time around. I'm never watching it again.
All right, Willis, how about you?
This movie is dumb as shit, but I like it anyway, so I give it a 6.
Well, you know what? I'm going to agree with Willis. I give it a 6, too. I mean, it's not as good.
This is coming from the man who gave Leprechaun Origins a 10.
I'm a weirdo.
I mean, yeah, it kind of goes all over the place, but I don't know. There's some fun in there. I thought, guess we'll see how part 3 goes next time around. And I guess next time we will have Nudie back too. Maybe. Who knows? We'll see. But until then. Until Feast 3, people, we will see you later.
Fade in life, so very full of strife. We're two wrongs, do not make a right. So, when I Here's exactly what it seems. When I was 8, I used to hate the color of my house. I was quiet as a mouse. I burned it down to the ground when no one was around. Oh, but I love the sound. I deserve to be quickly put down. Running 6 feet underground. When I was 10, I used to pretend to drown. Give a say until they come and rescue me. Then proceed to laugh in their face. Such a disgrace. Oh, but I love the taste. I deserve to have my brains displaced. All over the fireplace. Until this life has been erased. I am not a bad man. Even though I do bad things. Very bad things. Such horrible things. But it's not quite what it seems. Not quite what I seem. Ah, hell. Here's exactly what it seems. When I was 12, I used to delve into evil schemes. Just to elicit the screams. Push myself to steam. Push my sister down a well. She just fell over.
Nothing much happened. Well,
there was that one time! Now that I'm 8,